The single most innovative piece of AI technology since ChatGPT just launched in the form of OpenClaw. But what nobody understands is how important this is for BitTensor.
OpenClaw is giving birth to a brand new AI economy. And what most people fail to realize is that the rails and infrastructure is already built on BitTensor.
By the end of this episode, you will understand exactly what the launch of OpenClaw means for BitTensor, which subnets are building this technology, and how smart money is positioning themselves to capitalize on this trend.
All right, what we're about to reveal today is absolutely insane. OpenClaw is catching the world by storm, but nobody's really talking about it just yet. It's more of like a little bit of an echo bubble in our little bit of a community. So if you're watching this episode, be thankful because you're going to be one of the very first people to realize just how important this technology is and how you can utilize it.
Yeah, so I think we are at the very beginning of a new mega trend in AI in the world. And in this episode, we're going to teach you everything you need to know to capitalize on this because this is the future. OpenClaw has given birth to autonomous AI agents that are doing literally everything you can imagine. So if you fast forward a couple years, humans will no longer be the dominant players on the internet because I can build an OpenClaw agent to build a business, to launch anything, to talk to anyone, to get a phone number, to get an email address, and operate as a 24/7 autonomous agent. So you know what's going to happen? Millions, if not billions of these agents are going to be launched. And what are they going to be doing? They're not going to be transacting with humans anymore. They don't need humans. They're going to be transacting with themselves. So a whole new wave of autonomous AI infrastructure is going to be needed for the future of the internet and the future of the economy. And guess who has built that infrastructure? BitTensor.
Basically, with OpenClaw, you can create, if you can think of it, you can create it. And you can create it almost instantly. What you can do is you can create a product that, you know, might have in the past, you'd have to pay a developer $30,000. You'd have to wait 2 months, You can now spin it up in a matter of minutes, right? So these AI agents, you know, what are we talking here? They're not going to be interacting with banks, right?
Nope.
They need to interact with each other. There needs to be a reward system, maybe like a crypto payment, because that's how, you know, it's always tokens involved with, you know, large language models and all these other things, right? What does BitTensor have that no other project out there has right now that is going to facilitate what OpenClaw is doing? I'll tell you. It's open sourced, decentralized, permissionless. It allows anybody from around the world to tap into what you know, these different subnets and, you know, all the ingenuity that has been provided by these teams that are running these subnets. These OpenClaw agents, I think, are going to provide a massive, you know, I think a big push for liquidity into the BitTensor ecosystem because trying to become a miner on any one of these subnets is very complicated. How are you going to do it? I think now what you can do is just spin up an OpenClaw agent and be like, look, I want to tap into subnet 36 and I want to start predicting, you know, forecast for this A, B, and C, right? So what's going to have to happen? If we have 8 billion new agents being built, they're all going to have to purchase Tau to tap into the ecosystem.
Yeah, and any sort of solution that you can think that autonomous AI agents are going to need seems to already have been built by BitTensor, whether it be decentralized compute for shoots, you know, like the world is going to struggle to maintain the amount of power and energy needed to power all these gigantic centralized large language learning models. Well, shoots can be a huge contributor to what decentralized AI agents needed, right? Then you have even new subnets like Handshake, which is working on micropayments for AI agents. Could there be a better time to launch micropayments for AI agents, which is a brand new subnet called Handshake on BitTensor, as OpenClaw agents emerge? Every OpenClaw agent is going to need their own wallet to buy things, and they're going to be transacting with other AI agents. Well, that's where Handshake comes in. And then even like subnets like Templar. Templar is, and this is crazy, the co-founder of Anthropic, who, if you didn't know, built Claude. They recently ran an analysis on decentralized AI training, and Templar, which is subnet 3, was identified as the largest active decentralized training network currently in operation. Now, I'm talking about a subnet that has a market cap of around $30 million, right? Are you seeing the value here? So when it comes to decentralized AI agents, which is undoubtedly, based on OpenClaw, the future of our digital economy, all of these solutions, what we're trying to say, and here's the thing, the world doesn't even know it yet. BitTensor has built the rails for this. They were there before it even happened. And now that it's happening, we couldn't be more bullish on BitTensor.
Yeah, there's other subnets that have built dedicated OpenClaw compatibility. Basilica, subnet 39, offers one-click OpenClaw deployments. You also have subnet 22, and that's DSearch AI. So it's decentralized X web search plus AI synthesis. So OpenClaw agents can query them natively. So you have teams that have already, like you said, built the infrastructure. And it's almost like BitTensor was here first. It's like chicken or the egg. BitTensor was here just waiting for XClaw, whatever it's going to be, mm-hmm. whatever agent yep. thing that was created. BitTensor is just sitting there waiting. And yeah. look, now here it is.
Yeah, 100%. Back in the earlier days of crypto, and I mean only just a few years ago, it seemed like there was a new narrative every month, right? There was gaming, there was metaverse, there was SocialFi, there was this, there was that. And none of them really succeeded, right? Because we were trying to force a narrative for crypto, for mass adoption, that it just really didn't work. AI is the only narrative that you need to be paying attention to right now. And the early days of OpenClaw is making this very clear. I can almost guarantee you that a year from now, there are going to be millions, if not hundreds of millions, of AI agents built using OpenClaw or something similar to OpenClaw that are going to be running the internet, and the transactions will far outpace anything that humans have ever built. Now, if you don't think BitTensor is set up to succeed for that, you simply haven't done your research. This is the light bulb moment, in my opinion. I think this is the killer use case for crypto. The killer use case for crypto, it's the only narrative that matters, is that AI agents are about to take over the world, and they need to use a permissionless, instant, zero transaction payment rails. That's crypto. And all of the tools that they need to prosper are already built by BitTensor. It's simple.
Yeah, a lot of these subnets are offering something like a 50% APY as well. If you're trying to get involved with them, you know, we've allocated a significant portion of our TAO holdings into these different subnets. And we're collecting, yeah, huge dividends. Mm-hmm. And these companies are sitting at like 30, 40 mil. And if OpenClaw is actually going to be the tailwinds for BitTensor and is going to be the new AI economy, it only makes sense to be investing into the infrastructure that is supporting it all. And mm-hmm. that is a lot of these BitTensor subnets.
100%. So I do get still a lot of questions. People are confused about how to get involved with BitTensor. It's never been easier. You know, back in the day, we were buying BitTensor on BitGet. We were sending it over to a Polkadot.js thing with a string of numbers, and it was crazy. Now it's pretty easy. How I personally do it, and I think you do it as well, we buy our BitTensor on a centralized exchange. We use BitGet. There is a link in the description for BitGet. I then send it on the BitTensor blockchain to my TAO.com wallet. From there, you will receive your TAO. You can easily scroll through all the subnets on the TAO.com wallet. It will show you their charts. It will show you their names. And you just press stake. So not only are you staking your TAO to that particular subnet, and if hopefully the value of that subnet goes up, you earn more TAO, but you're also earning APY. You're earning yield when you stake to the subnet. So not only, so say this is a hypothetical example, I stake to subnet 1. The price of the subnet 1 goes up 2. Or 2x, so I double my amount of TAO. But also, over 6 months, if I'm getting 50-100% yield, I'm earning more TAO on top of that. That's where we see the asymmetrical opportunity here, and that's why I've allocated around half of my TAO, probably more now, to alpha tokens as the prices continue to appreciate. So it's really not that hard anymore. We'll drop some links to how to do all that in the description as well.
Yeah, look, that's our take on OpenClaw. We're going to dive into it a little bit more in future episodes. So make sure to like and subscribe and tune in for more content. And we also believe that this is how BitTensor is going to be the future. So if you like BitTensor, comment, let us know in the comments, and then tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.